The Obsidian Tower of the Watcher was designed to inspire fear. It was a controversial design amongst the builders of the Council offices. The First Council of Elders of Malshar were insistent that each building would be emblematic of the seats that were to occupy them. It was clear that they wanted people to respect and fear the city spymaster. Moreover, they wanted the Watcher to be a mystery, a faceless, impenetrable presence that watched silently as they slept. Tahar Valon finds the whole edifice ridiculous. A building is a building. It is no more frightening than a cup or a piece of rope. Someone who knows how to put poison in that cup or how to strangle someone with that rope, however, is to be feared, because they have the ingenuity to turn unimpressive items into instruments of death. As she stands atop the tower, she watches as the light of day begins to vanish in unnatural darkness. This is expected, to some degree. She was not sure what the Consortium's opening move would be, but she knew that subtlety would be off the table, and this is far from subtle. "Do they think that darkness will intimidate me?" she thinks to herself. The all-too-human fear of darkness is evidence that the species will never progress out of infancy. Children fear the dark. Adults conquer it, or work within it. Darkness has always been a useful tool to Tahar. She knows how to use it to her advantage, as she will now. Her keen eyes focus as a single cloaked figure strides unmolested towards the tower. Alone? She doesn't think so. But he certainly expects her to be. Her agents are dispersed throughout the city as this foolish war game plays out. He thinks she is alone, and perhaps she will be. The lady knows that's how she prefers it, but her kind must always be prepared to adapt. She fastens her plea for help to a raven and sends it out into the city. Time will tell if the boy will answer it, but she feels she has him figured as someone who would not refuse a friend in need. A message sent. Tahar descends into the tower and prepares to meet her foe. No need to dissemble anymore. She will meet her would-be assassin with her own face. She supposes she owes them that courtesy for spoiling their plans. This will certainly prove to be an interesting day. She might even remember it if she survives. Until then, it's just another day at the office. Welcome. We are the Architects of Entropy, and this is episode 23. And we're in the middle of a war right now. A big, nasty siege is going on, and our heroes are traipsing all across town getting involved in stuff. So, how are you guys feeling about things so far?
The chaos of war. It's fine.
The fog of war. Oh, wait a minute. We already did that.
We seem to be doing okay with the little pockets that we're covering, but
yes. And if it continues to be pockety, who knows, but you're not exactly sure. So in the interest of recapping, the city of Malshar is under siege from what turned out to be an army of infected Claudian soldiers that appear to have an evolved command structure that was giving them orders and attempting to knock down the walls at the north gate. All the while, our heroes are running around the lower half, putting out various fires, though not literal fires. He went down to Crampton and fought an infected Bulette that popped out of the ground. That was just one and done kind of fight right there. And we're celebrated in the Fork in the Road Tavern. Then you had to go to the West Gate to contend with a mob of infected closing in on the entire district whilst the guards were trying to press the serpent folk into service and kind of making a big mess of it with a lot of charismatic speeches by our heroes. They were able to save the day by giving the serpent folk their own agency and working together as a team to push back the horde of horrible zombies and push them down into the river. Not long after that, you were informed that a horde of infected wolves had moved their way into Hogsbane Alley. So back where everything started, You duked it out and were able to finish a pack of wolves, and Cub finally earned his stripes and one-on-one took out one of the wolves in a harrowing display of dogfighting. And last thing that happened is you were able to get back to the Talking Bell, got an update on the siege. Apparently, the command structure of the infected soldiers had been routed, and now there's just a massive horde of zombies trying to knock down the walls, which are in rough shape. So if our remaining forces can repel those zombies, the walls of Malshar will hold. If not, then there will be chaos in the streets. And of course, you've been getting updates all day from the Watcher, who all of us now know is Tahar Valon, the changeling assassin, in the guise of the Drow Watcher. The last thing you heard was a message directly from her via Raven on loan from HBO. Please don't sue us. And the note simply said, "They're coming for me." And that's where we'll pick up.
All right.
I don't know if... Should we go help her?
Who do we think are coming for her?
It can be any number of people, honestly.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know anything about this, but if it's a fight, I'm up for it.
I suppose I'm curious to know how this might affect the war.
Probably not going to get any more notes about what's going on.
Exactly.
That's true.
And I suppose it depends on who's coming for her, whether it's part of the army or someone else.
And at this point, Ulysses will chime in. Pardon me for overhearing, but it seems that perhaps maybe the Shadow Consortium is coming after her to finish the job. Or perhaps she's been found out by the Council and they're coming for her. Or her tower's been routed by zombies. I mean, any number of things, but...
Could be someone different altogether, honestly.
Yes. No.
It's probably not a dinner date, is what you're saying.
I've never met the woman, but I would be surprised if that were the case.
I wonder what consortium is doing right now.
Well, you do know that there's a lot of consortium troops that are at the wall, and those scouts were made up of them. Oh, yeah, another thing that I didn't mention last time is a lot of the gangs assigned to specific neighborhoods to keep things safe.
Okay.
With strict orders not to steal anything and not to take advantage of the situation. You're here strictly to defend the city. But... the Raven just sits there looking at you.
Oh, I can probably talk to it. Hold on.
Do you know where she is?
I'm assuming she's at the Watcher's Keep, but let me talk to this Raven.
Okay.
I will attempt to speak to it.
All right. What do you say to the Raven?
Where is your master?
The tower.
Do you know who is coming to attack?
The darkness.
I'm guessing that's the Consortium.
She is consumed by shadow. I will lead you to her.
All right. I'm going. You don't need to join me.
Okay, bye.
We'll go.
Rob just goes, F that noise. I'm going to fight some shadows.
All right.
I guess. All right, let's go. So the Raven takes off. You can follow it. It does appear to be heading uptown towards the upper half of the city. Assuming you follow it.
Yes.
You will go directly up the street to the bridge between the market and Breadbox, which is the Riverview Bridge. As you go there, you will see a detachment of dwarves on either side of the bridge. Seeing you, Razor, they will let you through. They will, you know, ask you what's going on and if you need any help.
Well, I think we're all right. I would not want to take you away from your duty of manning the bridges.
Yeah, that's probably good because we're really not supposed to leave, but not a lot's been happening on the bridges. But if they do, I really kind of want to see what this thing does. And he taps this little keg, just kind of pats it.
Well, good luck.
Well, be careful. It points in the direction of the university district and the council district. And just, there's some weird shit going on over there.
I'm sure there is. Sounds fae-like.
Oh, yeah. And you go over the bridge, and you will take a left onto the upper Malshar thoroughfare. You will see the university district. Kind of hard to see because that whole area is this weird little wooded glade, this artificial wooded glade. But there is just a whole bunch of Esau in there, and they're doing something. You're not exactly sure, but they don't appear to be in any trouble.
So you make your way up the thoroughfare, which takes you on the avenue that leads to the gate into the council district. And the first thing you notice is that the gate to the council district is unmanned and just open.
That's not a good sign.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
As you go through the gate, it goes from day to basically dusk. Like, it's mid-afternoon, but once you get inside the council district, it's like it's almost night. This whole area is just shaded. Whatever magic did this was really, really powerful. You don't see any of the guards. The place is eerily quiet.
I think something shady is going on.
All right. Well, a rock falls from the sky and kills Razor. So I don't know what you all are going to do. But
I had to.
I know. I know. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. You know what? Not canon. No, I'm specifically not going to edit this out. So, the path is basically clear. It's eerily quiet. Tell me what you're doing.
I'm going to have my bow out, ready to go.
Yeah.
I think we should go visit that office building.
Yes, I agree.
Stow my weapon. Sure, we don't need it.
Grelb has, got his sword and his maul and his hand axe and his whip and his fists.
How many hands do you have, Grelb?
Two is enough. But can you imagine if I had more? Wow, I would have been so much, maybe been able to hold on to a little more money. Who am I kidding?
You'd have just spent it faster.
Yeah. So this is creepy as hell, right? Am I wrong?
Oh yeah. Let's go.
So you make your way to the Big Black Tower, and we'll notice that the entrance to the Big Black Tower is open, just wide open.
Also not a good sign.
As you get closer to the building, you hear a lot of very strange noise. There's this kind of weird, unholy wind sound that is whipping around. You hear sounds of combat. You hear the sounds of spells cracking off. And as you make your way into the building, everybody but Kiernan, this is their first time going into this building, is just a big black room. And you see in the center of the room, well, at first nothing, because it's just all black and dark. But as your eyes focus, in the center of the room, there's just this swirling mass of shadows circling around something. And on the direct opposite side of the room, you see a dark cloaked figure, and as you go in the room, you see from that dark cloaked figure, a ghostly skeletal hand reach out into the middle of that mass of shadows and swing at something and then pull back. So apparently somebody is being attacked by this cloaked figure and a lot of shadows.
Oh, good.
Oh, what are we supposed to kill?
I think the shadows.
All right. And then he starts running towards the shadows. So we're going to roll initiative.
All right.
Here we go. Okay, Razor.
20.
Kiernan.
8.
Okay, Zika.
4.
All right. Looks like you will certainly go first, Razor. So it is your turn.
I'm going to go after the cloaked figure with the skeletal hand. That doesn't look right.
Okay, so going to basically take you a full move to get across the room to him.
Okay.
So if there's anything you can do after you take a full move, you can certainly do that, but you will need to get all the way across the room to get to that person.
All right, I will move all the way up to him, or her, I'm not sure, and divine favor.
Okay, alrighty. Yeah, so you get up close to the figure and you see it's a dark cloaked figure. It's really hard to make out. But you do have dark vision. Give me a perception.
I think I'm on fire. That's 23.
Okay, you've seen this person before. This person was one of the figures sitting next to Anna in the basement of what is now the Talking Bell. Okay. This is Harmon Cray.
Okay.
Next to go is a shadow.
Oh, wow. This is not good.
I've got a good feeling about this.
All right. So what happens next is you hear hissing from the shadows and you hear screams from within the scrum of shadows and person. And Kiernan, that scream sounds like it could be Tahar. Though you've never heard her scream, something really bad is happening to her in that thing. And then Prey sees this dwarf suddenly just right in his face, and his skeletal hand will reach out. And 20 is what hits you, right?
Yep.
An icy hand hits you for 4 points of damage.
Ouch.
4 points of necrotic damage.
Okay. Did I mention I'm immune to necrotic damage?
No, because you're not. Just so you know, you cannot regain hit points until the start of your next turn.
Okay.
And then he disappears in a flash and appears 30 feet off to his right as he misty steps. Do we go to another one of these shadows? Right? It kind of sucks because right now you can't see anything that's happening in this mess of shadows until you get in there. So I'll give you a hint, though. It's not good. Kiernan!
I'm going to attempt to run into whatever that thing is and try to grab Tahar and pull her out.
Okay, so you run up to it, and these are actual things. They are amorphous, but they are physical things.
Okay.
You can make an Arcana roll if you want to know.
I will try. 16?
You're pretty sure these are shadows, which is these are undead creatures of pure shadows. They are amorphous, so they can pretty much squeeze through anything. They have a necrotic strength drain.
Oh boy.
And when they hit you, they do necrotic damage, but they also reduce your strength score. And when your strength score hits 0, you die. They are vulnerable to radiant damage. They are immune to poison and necrotic damage. Cannot be exhausted, frightened, grappled, paralyzed, petrified, poisoned, prone, or restrained. And they're resistant to lightning, thunder, cold, fire, acid, bludgeoning, piercing, slashing from non-magical.
Gosh.
Luckily, y'all got magic weapons now, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, you get up to them and you can't go through them.
Okay.
But so you can see in, and you see basically these shadows are just flying around Tahar, and she's got her short sword out swinging at them, but she's looks.
Okay. Can I get past them to get next to her? No.
They're surrounding her, so.
I'll just take a shot at one of them. I'm going to use a force arrow.
Okay. They are not resistant to force. Nothing is resistant to force.
I rolled a 21.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So they do get a dex save, it looks like.
A dex save against...
The force arrow.
Oh, the force arrow will push them. Oh, okay.
It'll push them. It does damage, but it'll also push them.
All right. We'll see. That is a 10.
Okay. So it will get pushed by the way.
All right.
And the damage is 12.
Okay. From the shadow that just happens to be right in front of you, you hit it with the force arrow and it pushes it out of the little circle there, and you could get up to Tahar.
I guess I will then.
Okay. Kiernan fires an arrow, one of the shadows, it dissipates slightly, but it moves off, and then you see him go into the mist. And that shadow is going to try to hit you, Kiernan. That's a 21.
Yeah, that hits me.
Alrighty, so you will take 5 points of necrotic damage.
Okay.
Your strength will be reduced by 1.
Okay. This is not going to be good.
Yeah, it's not going to be good for her either. I bet you both shorted your strength with that.
Yeah.
Well, guess who didn't? Grailed the Gargantuan. He's coming for Shadow. I don't know what the hell you are, but I'm going to cut you in half. So yeah, he's going to swing at one of the shadows with his greatsword and hit it. Alrighty. And then he will do his action surge, which I think is a good time to use it. And roll a natural 1. So he does not kill a shadow, but he does a lot of damage to one of them.
Nice.
And then misses it on his once a day second swing. That just sucks. And then Zika.
I will join the mist party. Shadow party, whatever it is. Radiant damage, you say?
Yeah, you got anything that does radiant damage?
I got a moonbeam.
Oh, moonbeam. They do not like moonbeam.
I'm going to moonbeam.
All right. Tell us how that works.
It's a 5-foot radius, but it's a 40-foot high cylinder. So if I can, I don't know how to work this, but I'd like to try and time it if I can catch two of them like flying over each other and catch more than one. If not, I'll just try and hit one of them. I don't know how that would work.
Yeah, I don't know. 5 foot. Let me see.
It's just one square.
If it's one square, you're really only going to be able to hit one of them because they're moving. Okay. You're all moving. So once it's out there, you can move it around. So
yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what does a shadow do?
They must make a con save.
There are two shadows that are hurt. There's the one that Kiernan hurt to get in here, and there's the one that Grell just did.
I'll go for the one that Kiernan just hurt.
Con save of 10?
10 will not do it, so...
Okay.
15, so...
Oh, yeah, it disappears.
2d10 damage, so that will...
You don't even need to roll it. It's just, it just, yeah. The moonbeam just comes out of the ceiling, basically, and just hits the shadow and just disappears.
Nice. Yay.
And we go back up top to Razor.
All right.
So he is 30 feet from you, so you can get up to him and attack him.
I will do so. And I don't know if, all right, well, 17 hit him?
17 does hit him.
All right. Oh. 11 points of damage.
Including Radiant, if that makes a difference with him.
No, not that it does. He's just a guy, but...
All right, and I will attack again.
All right, good idea.
And I'll miss.
Okay, one-on-one against Harmon Cray. You are my kind of crazy. All right, so...
And Cray-Cray.
All right, one of the shadows swings at Tahar, reaches out its tendrils... And misses, and Cray. This is not your fight, dwarf. You should leave. He holds out his hand, and tendrils of shadow come out of the center of his hand and weave around and solidify into a black blade. And then he will swing at you with this shadow blade.
All right.
And, you know, it hits you in the side, but you feel all the damage in your head. And it does 18 points of psychic damage.
All right.
One of the shadows is going to reach out to Kiernan. And 21.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You take 8 points of necrotic damage.
Okay.
And another 2 points of strength.
Okay.
And here comes Tahar. And we see Tahar. It's Tahar. It's not the Watcher. She is in her regular old guise. You're not exactly sure if she did that on purpose or if it was done to her. You don't know how someone would. You don't want to think about that kind of thing. But
I don't know.
She turns to you and just says, "My hero." And then she ducks and disappears from view and stabs out at one of these shadows. And down goes another one.
Yay.
You see her duck down, and then the shadow that was right next to her vanishes. And then a shadow attacks Grub. Grub can take some strength damage. Unfortunately, they have to hit him first. All right, shadow reaches out to Zika. Ooh, that's a natural 20.
Yeah. That's not good.
I am not going to double the strength damage. 22 points of necrotic damage and 4 points of strength.
Okay.
And then Kiernan.
The one that I injured, is that one still floating around?
Yes.
Okay, I'll attempt to shoot an arrow at that one. That is a 27 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
Damage, come on. 10.
And another one disappears.
Yes.
And we go to Grelb, and Grelb is going to slash at the shadow in front of him. And I'll hit the crap out of it. Do an unimpressive amount of damage. And then Zika.
I'll move the moonbeam to a shadow.
Okay. There are 3 shadows remaining. 2 of them are at full strength. 1 of them is hurt.
I'll go for one of the ones at full strength.
Okay. It's going to make a con save. No, it rolled a 6.
That will do 10 points of radiant damage.
Which becomes 20 points of radiant damage. Another shadow screams and vanishes.
Yay.
And Razor back up to the top. Ray's right there in front of you, so...
I drop Divine Favor and put up Shield of Faith instead as a bonus action, and now I attack him.
Okay.
I'll channel divinity and we'll make that a 21.
Oh, that hits him.
So he'll take 11.
Okay. Okay. You are wailing away at this guy, and Prey is going to swipe at you with the Shadow Blade. That is a 24.
They'll hit.
And you will take 16 more points of psychic damage.
Yikes. All right. I'm not doing well.
Well, if they can get these shadows dispersed, you'll get a lot of help and things will change. Okay, Tahar is going to do the same thing she did last turn. Bonus action to hide. Ooh, that was a very bad roll. I don't think that's going to work. Oh, no, that's okay. That actually works. All right, she swings at another shadow from somewhere else. You're not exactly sure. She is here and she's close by, but she's like bobbing and weaving. And because it's really dark in here and these things are a zone of kind of low light, it makes it really easy for her to hide once she's getting help.
That's good.
And take advantage of her sneak attack. So she wheels around with a short sword again. Oh, she will actually not hit. And then they do not like that moonbeam. So both of the remaining shadows are going to concentrate on Zika.
Ruh-roh.
So, ooh, yep. All right, that's a 21.
I'm going down.
No, 21 to hit.
Sorry. Yeah, like I said, I'm going down. I only have 3 hit points.
Well, how much strength do you have left?
4.
Okay, right. Now you have 2, but you're down, so you're not dead. Because if it did 4, it would have straight out killed you. The moonbeam disappears, and this one is going to... All right, so evens, Grelb, odds, Kieran. Grelb is the target. They roll very badly against this heavily armored goblin. Kieran, there is two shadows remaining. One is hurt, one is frustrated.
I will shoot at the one that is hurt.
Okay.
That is a 29 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy could do a lot of damage. That's not bad. That'll be 11.
All right, that shadow vanishes. Grelb will move in on the last shadow and says, "Let there be light!" And smacks it. 4. Not enough to kill. Hold on. We'll use Fury of the Small to do some extra damage to it. It'll still not kill it. He kind of gets up under it because pretty much everything is bigger than him, like size-wise. He's the biggest you can be and still be considered small. All right, Zika, make a death save.
All right. 10.
Okay, that is 1 success.
1 success.
Back up the top to Razor.
All right. I'm going to take a couple swings at this guy because I'll use my last...
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, I'll hit him once.
Okay.
For 8.
All right. He's looking pretty rocked.
You have to make a concentration check, right? I mean, I make it. But...
You did. How much did you do? You did
8.
8, so that's... Yeah. I don't know. I mean, yeah.
He'll probably make it, but...
He actually fails it. So you strike him with your Warhammer. The Shadow Blade snaps out of his hand.
You're losing your powers, old man. My friends will be coming to get you in a moment.
You think that's my only trick? And he vanishes again.
All right.
You're not sure where he is. Tahar is going to continue to bob and weave and hide and strike. Nope, she misses it. She rolled a natural dang too. Last shadow is going to reach out at Kiernan.
Bring it.
And roll a 6. It misses. Kiernan.
Can I see Cray?
You look over at where he was, and he is no longer there. If you want to give me a perception roll.
Sure. Natural 20.
Okay.
24.
He is across the room from where you are, like all the way to the other side of the room from where Razor is.
I'm just going to wheel around and shoot an arrow at him.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Oh, shit. yeah, that's a crit.
Yeah. Oh, God. Only I could roll for damage. That's terrible. 17.
Okay. That's, yeah. Ow.
I don't think I've ever rolled 2 natural 20s in a row, ever in my life.
Okay. So here's what happens. As the arrow looks like it's going to hit him right dead center mass, he throws up his right arm and you see this tenderly shadowy shape, black tattoo, purple light go around it, and then it fades. And as it fades, he fades. And for the briefest second, becomes completely insubstantial. The arrow goes into the wall behind him, and then he comes back. Shadowfell brand tattoo that I forgot he had. But that was the attack to use it on. And then we go to Grelb. There's still a shadow left. He'd come here to chew bubblegum and kick Shadow's butts. So he's all out of bubblegum. And he hits it. Not dead yet. Very close. I got news for you. He's going to do a lunging attack next. If the shadow's still there. Zika, death save.
Death save. Nope, didn't make that one.
Okay, one success, one fail. Razor.
All right, well, considering the condition I'm in, I'm going to use my last spell to heal myself.
Okay.
That's 21 points of damage healed, so. And then I'll start making my way over towards him.
Okay. So you're halfway across the room, and a cloud of fog appears around him, obscuring him. So he casts Fog Cloud. It's a pretty big room. So he's basically in the center of this 40-foot area of fog. And we go to Tahar. And Tahar is going to take a swing at that last shadow and will disperse it.
Yay.
Okay, so shadows are gone. And she looks over at Prey. I was not your enemy, but now I am. If you have any love for the demons you serve, you should probably just leave. And then we go to Kiernan.
I'll just ready an action for when Razor gets over there and hopefully can get him out of that cloud.
Well, you might want to kill our friend.
Yes. No, thank you.
You have the clover, so you can use that if you
don't
need
even.
Need
yeah,
to.
You don't even need to go to her to do it. You can. Just,
okay.
You can just,
I'll do that. Yes.
Yeah, you can cast it. Yeah.
Oh God, four.
You're up. Right. He's not dying.
I know, yeah, but he's not dying. Terrible rolling.
So Grelb runs into the fog cloud. He goes, I've seen this trick before. So he disappears into a fog cloud. Zika, your eyes open, but it's still very dark.
I'm going to do some more healing on myself.
Okay. Probably a good idea. Razor.
Hey, I'm going to move over into that fog cloud and try not to kill Grelb.
Okay, so you can get into the fog cloud, and he is heavily obscured, so you're going to be rolling at disadvantage.
All right.
He's the larger of the two figures.
All right.
So, there's that.
Yeah, a 13 will probably miss.
13 does not hit. Cray cray.
We're hunting you down. It's
yeah.
a matter of time.
Many have tried. None have succeeded. And then he strikes out at you with another shadowy blade.
He's still 22.
22? Okay, 22, yeah. He misses. He swings at you with Shadow Blade and misses, and then we go to Tahar. Yeah, this is a very interesting situation for her. Yeah, she runs into the fog cloud, uses a bonus action to hide. Not hard to hide the fog. She will not roll at advantage, but she will not roll at disadvantage. Ooh, almost a crit. Yeah, you hear from the creepy sorcerer. Kiernan!
My turn again? Wow.
Yep. A lot of shadows are dead, so.
Yeah. I can't see him. I don't have any more spells to heal. Well, I guess I'll shoot an arrow into the mist.
No okay. Alrighty. Yep, you're at disadvantage, so.
Yeah. Okay. So 23 and a 15 probably doesn't hit him.
You actually do hit him.
Really?
Wow. Roll your damage.
That's shocking. 10.
10, you say?
10, I say.
All right. Can't squeeze any more out of it, can you?
I wish I could.
All righty. And then Relb. Yeah, Relb misses the hell out of him. Zika.
Gust of wind that fog away.
All right, you gust of wind, and the fog cloud lifts from the area, and you see Grub swinging his sword nowhere near him. Tahar has her short sword pretty much in him, and Kray has an arrow sticking out of his neck. And we go to Razor.
Well, and that's an 18.
Oh, that's a hit.
Everybody has their day.
Don't bother rolling damage, and please describe how you end harming Kray.
Woohoo.
I'll actually just crash it right into his knee, breaking his kneecap.
Okay. And, are you doing non-lethal damage?
No.
Okay, I was going to say.
He's right. An ass. Yeah. And just shatter it, and it rips through his arteries and everything else, and blood will spurt out, and he'll die.
He could have left. He could have done so many things to just get out of there, but he was super overconfident. Yeah, you crash your warhammer down at his knee, and then he crumbles to the ground and looks up.
If I were you, I would get the hell out of this city, because when she comes for you, you're not going to make it.
And then he collapses in a heap, and then as he expires, Tahar takes her short sword and puts it through his head. And for a moment, you see her lose control, Kiernan, and it's a frightening thing to behold. But
most things about her are
very much pulls it back. I mean, she's very weak. She effectively has a strength of 5 right now, but she'll recover.
You came.
You called.
How much time did it take you to decide?
Not much at all, actually.
How much can you wager on your relationship with Lady Anna?
Me personally, not much, but Razor, perhaps more.
Darren Karavax, if you tangled with her one-on-one like you did with this fool, it would not have lasted long. But the good news is,
you watched Tahar Valon become Harmon Kray.
Ah, that is good news.
Well, this one's going to be a little bit harder, but it might buy you some time once this is over to get out of town for a while. I do have to admit, I would like to see these shadows firsthand. And you see her reach down and take a ring from his hand and put it on her finger. Like, ah, there. That is compensation. He does have a fine suit of chain armor here, if anyone wants it.
We might as well take it.
All right, so you strip Harmon Kray of his suit of elven chain.
Ooh.
Sounds nice.
It is. It is a chain shirt with a +1 armor class, and you can wear it even if you're not proficient with medium armor.
Ooh.
So
if it's better than what you already have, take it. If not, you know, might fetch you some coin somewhere down the line, or Realb can get it resized. But he doesn't really, he's fine. I wasn't at my best today.
You helped us, thank you.
If you are all getting out of town, I should probably go with you, at least for a little while.
Agreed.
I was in town at the invitation of the Shadow Consortium, and we just murdered one of their highest members. I don't know how this is going to shake down.
It'll be fine. These things always work out.
We were defending our own.
And Tahar looks at you and goes, come on now, you're laying it a little bit thick.
I know.
This is as the lady wills it. Even so, her reach is far, but I don't know if it's far enough to save you from the wrath of these people if they decide to come after you. And then a door opens from within the tower. And as it opens, the fake Harmon Kray turns back into the fake Watcher. And runs over to where the door is opening and keeps it from opening all the way. And you hear some whispering.
Well, isn't that good news?
What news?
It's over. They were able to repel the remaining horde, and the walls still stand.
Fantastic.
That's the best news we could hope for.
You should hurry on home and make your plans for what you're going to do next.
I have to cover 2 major positions at the moment. I don't know how long that's going to work. Unless you want to be the Watcher.
No, I don't, actually.
You really don't. I don't think your skills are up to that.
I'm not suited to it, no. Yeah. It doesn't. I don't think I could pull it off.
Probably not. I don't think that's where your talents lie. And she goes over to Kray's body. The Watcher has lots of places to hide things.
Well, don't let that one be found.
No, I don't think that would be a good idea.
I'm sure we'll see you again.
I'm sure you will. Who knows? If we make it out of the city alive, maybe we'll meet up again, share tales of bold mistakes we have made.
You probably have many more to tell than I do.
Oh, your friend Dorathius, he should probably also get out of town. Then again, it's all in Lady Anna's hands right now. It's not your problem. The Shadow Consortium has served its purpose. It helped save the city, and I'm sure many of its numbers have perished in the siege. Oh, yes, and there were those in the sewers. Untold horrors, from what I understand. Those beasts they had down there have made a lot of new holes in the underground. Tunnels going all over the place. It's going to take the public works people years to clean up this mess. The city might go bankrupt putting itself back together again, but it stands. You should probably be on your way. As you go back out into the council district, you'll notice that it is still dusk, but it seems to be dusk everywhere else as well. Not the unnatural, weird, shadowy thing you were dealing with before.
Standard issue dusk.
And as you make your way back, you pass the dwarves that are putting these strange kegs back up on carts. They all look kind of dejected that they didn't get to blow up any of the bridges. But at the same time, blowing up the bridges would be a real problem for the city, and they probably would have to rebuild it anyways. And as the sun sets on the city of Melshar that is still standing, our heroes have some decisions to make about what to do next. Their days in Melshar might be coming to an end. As you've saved the city, I mean, what there is to do here, and you made some powerful enemies. We'll find out what your next move is in 2 weeks.
All right.
Until then, as always, subscribe and do all the things on social media that you should, and tell your friends, and I don't know, I'm really bad at promotion.
Just thanks for listening and all that.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Bye.
See ya.
Thank you.
You can follow Architects of Entropy on Facebook. You can also email us at entropypod@gmail.com. That's entropypod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.